entering standard orbit, nurse. Won't be much longer.
Forward scanner to bridge.
I understand you gave up a career in bio research to sign aboard a starship.
I know he's alive down there, Captain.
Fast scanner to bridge. Status report green. Engineering control.
It's been 5 years since his last message.
Roger is a very determined man. He'd find a way to live.
Beginning signals to surface, sir.
Put it on all frequencies, Lieutenant.
Ship's record banks show little we don't already know about this planet, Captain. Gravity is 1.1 of Earth, atmosphere within safety limits.
But the surface temperature of that planet is 100 degrees below zero.
It may have been inhabited once, but the sun in this system has been fading steadily for 500,000 years. Now, Dr. Corby, often called the Pasteur of archaeological medicine, his translation of medical records from the Orion ruins revolutionized our immunization techniques.
Required reading at the Academy, Mr. Spock. I've always wanted to meet him. Do you think there's any chance of him still being alive?
I've tried all frequencies, sir. No return signal.
Keep trying.
Warp capacity 0.07 and building. Communicator, we need more lines to the impulse deck.
His last signal told about finding underground caverns.
And since then, two expeditions have failed to find him.
Run all frequencies a second time, Captain. There's no...
Enterprise. Come in, Enterprise. This is Roger Corby. Repeating, this is Dr. Roger Corby. Do you read me, Enterprise? This is Dr. Roger Corby. Standing by.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Due to the discovery of underground ruins left by the former inhabitants of this world.
Enterprise to Corby. We have your landing coordinates pinpointed. We're preparing to beam down a party. It may interest you to know that we have aboard this vessel...
I have a rather unusual request, Captain Kirk. Can you beam down alone, just yourself? We've made discoveries of such a nature, they may require an extraordinary decision from you.
It is an unusual request.
The man making it is Dr. Roger Corby.
You're certain you'd recognize his voice?
Have you ever been engaged, Mr. Spock? Oh, yes, it's Roger.
Agreed, Doctor. However, there will be two of us.
Hello, Roger.
Christine.
Yes, Roger.
Darling, where are you? Yes, by all means, Captain. I had no idea, no hope. Darling, are you all right?
Yes, Roger. Everything is all right now.
We're on our way, Doctor. We'll be with you in a moment. Enterprise out.
Energize. happens.
You said he'd be waiting.
Dr. Corby? Dr. Corby?
It's possible we might have hit the wrong entry point. Kirk to Enterprise.
Spock here, Captain.
Beam down. Two security men.
Any problems, Captain?
Some delay in meeting us. Probably nothing at all. Kirk out.
Corridors could be quite deep.
Getting here may have taken more time than he estimated. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Rayburn, maintain post here.
Yes, sir.
Matthews, we'll look for Dr. Corby. You accompany us.
Yes, sir.
Terribly unfortunate. Dr. Corby was detained. I came as soon as I could.
But not soon enough.
Brownie, what is it?
Explain.
Don't you recognize me?
Christine. You look well. My name is Brown, Dr. Corby's assistant. I presume you are Captain Kirk. He's dead, I assure you. Come, Dr. Corby will be waiting.
You do know him well. An old friend?
Well, I suppose living here for 5 years.
Captain Kirk to Rayburn, report.
All quiet here at the entry, Captain.
Any problems there, sir?
We lost Matthews. Apparently an accident. Tell the Enterprise to have a full security party standing by.
Yes, sir.
And we'll both report in at hourly intervals. If you and I lose contact, or if he fails to hear from either of us, He's to beam the security party down immediately. Kirk out.
Dr. Colby has discovered that as their sun dimmed, the inhabitants of this planet moved underground from an open environment to this dark world. When you were a student of his, Christine, you must have often heard Dr. Colby remark how freedom of movement and choice produced the human spirit. The culture of Exo-3 proved his theory. When they moved from light to darkness, they replaced freedom with a mechanistic culture. Dr. Corby has been able to uncover elements of this culture which will revolutionize the universe when freed from this cavernous environment.
Christine, I've always thought how beautiful your name is. And you must be Captain Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. We appreciate you bringing Roger's fiancée to him.
I don't remember Dr. Corby mentioning it, Andrea.
But you are exactly as Roger described you. No wonder he missed you so.
Where is Dr. Colby?
Here, Captain. Hey, I've been looking forward to...
No need to apologize, sir, and certainly no need to introduce yourself.
The captain lost a man in the caverns, Doctor.
What? How did it happen?
The pit near the outer junction. The edge must have given way.
I'm terribly sorry, Captain. Perhaps if I'd been there, I know the passages so well.
It wasn't your fault. Kirk to Rayburn, report. I'm required to make a security confirmation. When I call my ship, if you'll list your personnel, cargo requirements, any special needs.
Captain, I'd much prefer...
Rayburn, are you receiving me?
I prefer you waited, Captain. Please, until I've talked to you.
I've lost contact with my guard. I'm required to call my ship.
No communications, Captain.
Roger.
I'm sorry. They should send down more people.
Roger, that
man... He won't be harmed, I promise you. Isn't it possible there could be things here... unknown to you, so terribly important.
Sir, one man is dead. I've lost contact with the other.
Andrea.
What are you doing?
This is necessary, Captain. You will understand. Andrea.
Drop it.
Mr. Spock?
Spock here, Captain.
Contact established with Dr. Corby.
We were becoming concerned, Captain.
Your check-in was overdue, and since we'd not heard from your security team...
No problem, Mr. Spock. Bear with me.
We'll return to the ship within 48 hours. Dr. Corby's records and specimens will require careful packing.
Captain, are you all right? You sound tired.
If you move or cry out, Ruck may injure you. At least wait until you and I can talk.
Acknowledged, Captain. Is everything all right?
Fine, Mr. Spock. Dr. Corby has made some fascinating discoveries, all under control. Stand by for regular contact. Kirk out.
This is not a vain display, Captain. I'm a scientist. You obviously know of my reputation. Trust me.
Yes, I know your reputation. The whole galaxy knows who you are and what you stand for. That's why all this makes no sense.
There is so much you must learn before you make a final judgment. For example, Andrea.
You must be Captain Kirk of the Starship Enterprise.
Christine, it's all right now. You see, Captain?
Yes, Roger. Everything is all right now.
That's enough. You are not to mock Christine. You will never harm her.
Or disobey an order from her.
You will not disobey her orders. Satisfied, Captain Kirk? Both love and trust. Now, give me 24 hours to convince you.
Doctor, do I need to be a prisoner to be convinced?
What would your first duty be upon a return to your vessel? A report. Do you realize the number of discoveries lost because of superstition, of ignorance, of a layman's inability to comprehend?
A simple layman's question, Doctor. Where is my other crewman? Alive? Dead?
Ruck was programmed to protect my experiments. The logic of his machine mind saw danger to me.
Where is my other crewman?
Ruck destroyed them both. But totally against my wishes, I assure you.
He's an android? Like Brown?
More complex than Brown. Much superior. I was left here by the old ones.
Ruck was still tending the machinery when we arrived here. How many centuries? Even Ruck doesn't know. With his help, with the records I could find, we built Brown.
You've convinced me, Doctor. You've convinced me that you're dangerous.
Is Captain Kirk.
You are concerned about the captain?
Yes, I'm concerned.
How can you love Roger without trusting him? Why does it bother you when I use the name Roger?
Andrea. It's sufficient that it does disturb her. You will call me a Dr. Corby from now on, Andrea.
Yes, Dr. Corby.
I didn't mean to eavesdrop, darling. As you can see, Captain Kirk is fine. He won't be harmed. The things at stake here simply make it necessary he doesn't send a report to his ship. I need time to explain and demonstrate to him and to you. Now, shall we start with Andrea?
Yes, let's start with Andrea.
I'm like Dr. Brown, an android. Didn't you know?
Remarkable, isn't she? Notice the lifelike pigmentation, the variation in skin tones. The flesh has warmth. There's even a pulse, a physical sensation.
How convenient.
Christine, you must realize it. An android is like a computer. It does only what I program. As a trained scientist yourself, you must realize
that given a mechanical Dr. Brown, then a mechanical geisha would be no more difficult.
You think I could love a machine?
Did you?
Andre is incapable of that. She simply obeys orders. She has no meaning for me. There's no emotional bond. Andrea, kiss Captain Kirk. Now strike him. You see? There's no emotion in her. No emotional involvement. She simply responds to orders. She's a totally logical computer. A thing. That's not a woman. Now, do you understand?
If these mechanical things have no feelings and perform only as you program them, then why did Brown try to shoot me? Why did he kill two of my men? There are many things I don't understand, Doctor.
I will answer all of your questions. Now. This is how you make an android.
Sacred to you then.
Christine, if I'd simply beamed up to their vessel with Brown and the others, I'd have given them objects of curiosity, beginnings of wild stories, foolish theories.
Thank you.
I don't know. They're exact. I honestly don't know.
Synthetic organs are in place. We merely synchronize them with Kirk's autonomic nervous system, duplicating the rhythms of his body. At the same time, we duplicate the mental patterns. Now, physical pattern complete. We now make a mental pattern. Ready for final synaptic fusion. Andrea, stand by for cortex circuits. The android will be so perfect, it'll even replace the captain. The same memories, the same attitudes, the same abilities. Activate circuits.
Mind your own business, Mr. Spock. I'm sick of your half-breed interference, do you hear? Mind your own business, Mr. Spock. I'm sick of your half-breed interference. As far as I know.
Now, meet an android.
How do you do, Miss Chapman?
Please you also. Is the food appealing?
Yes, thank you.
Please sit, Captain.
Thank you. I'm more or less on parole, I understand.
Dr. Corby suggested that you have lunch. He thought you might have a few things to talk about.
Captain.
I know. I'd hate to be torn between commander and fiancé myself.
No, I'm not torn. But I'm puzzled. I'm worried.
Has he confided in you?
Nothing he hasn't told you. I know it doesn't make sense. What he's done may seem wrong, but he is Roger Corby, whatever he seems to be doing.
Unless something's gone wrong with his mind.
No, you're forgetting how well I know him. He's as sane as you or I.
Nurse, if I gave you a direct order to betray him...
Please, don't ask me to make that choice. No, I'd much rather you push me off the same precipice where Matthews died. Oh, no, I can't.
Please, go ahead and eat.
Androids don't eat, Miss Chapel.
Even has your sense of humor.
There's one difference between us. I'm hungry. The difference is your weakness, Captain, not mine.
One at a time, gentlemen. Captain?
Eating is a pleasure, sir. Unfortunately, one you will never know. Perhaps. But I will never starve, sir. He's an exact duplicate?
In every detail.
What about memory? Tell me about Sam. George Samuel Kirk, your brother. Only you call him Sam. He saw me off on this mission. Yes, with his wife and three sons. He said he was being transferred to Earth Colony 2 research station. No, Captain. He said he was continuing his research and that he wanted to be transferred to Earth Colony 2.
You might as well try to outthink a calculating machine.
Obviously, I can't. But we do have some interesting differences.
totally unimportant ones. You may leave now. You haven't guessed the rest? Not even you, Christine? What you saw was only a machine. Only half of what I could have accomplished. Do you understand? By continuing the process, I could have transferred you, your very consciousness, into that android. Your soul, if you wish. All of you. In android form, a human being can have practical immortality. Can you understand what I'm offering mankind?
Programming. Different word. But the same old promises made by Genghis Khan, Julius Caesar, Hitler, Ferris, Malthus.
Can you understand that a human converted to an android can be programmed for the better? Can you imagine how life could be improved if we could do away with jealousy, greed, hate?
It can also be improved by eliminating love, tenderness, sentiment. The other side of the coin, Doctor.
No one need ever die again. No disease, no deformities. Or even fear can be programmed away and replaced with joy. I'm offering you a practical heaven, a new paradise, and all I need is your help.
All you wanted before was my understanding.
You need transportation to a planet colony, the proper raw materials. Now, I'm sure there are several good possibilities among your next stops. No diversion from your route. I want no suspicions aroused. I begin producing androids carefully. Selectively.
Yes. Yes. No one need know. No need to frighten uninformed minds.
They must be strongly infiltrated into society before the android existence is revealed. I want no wave of hysteria to destroy what is good and right. You're with me, Captain.
You've created your own, Kirk. Why do you need me?
I created him to impress you, not to replace you.
I'm impressed, Doctor. But not the way you think.
Stand back, Doc! I'll kill him. Stay back.
Roger!
Central.
Dr. Corby has considerable cargo to beam aboard. I'll have to go over our destination schedule with him.
You're going back down with the command package?
Mind your own business, Mr. Spock. I'm sick of your half-breed interference. Do you hear?
Yes. Very well, Captain.
You look upset, Mr. Spock. Is everything all right up here?
No problems here, sir.
Good. I'll beam up shortly with Dr. Corby and party.
Spock here. Status of your landing party?
Ready and standing by, sir.
Have them meet me in the transporter room after the captain has beamed down.
I looked it over. I think you'll find planet Midas 5 an excellent choice.
Small colony. Abundant raw materials. It made a good beginning, Captain.
Thank you. I felt quite at home on the Enterprise. Kiss me. Approve of Miss Chapel's orders to save my life?
To maintain your existence would be illogical.
Why? Can't your memory bank solve a simple equation like that? What happened to the old ones, Ruck?
So long ago.
Is it possible they built their machines too well? Gave them pride and a desire to survive. Machines that wanted logic and order and found that frustrated by the illogical, emotional creatures that built them?
Yes, the old ones, the ones who made us. They grew fearful of us. They began to turn us off.
Isn't it Corby who's creating the same danger to you all over again? Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions that logic cannot solve.
Yes. Yes, it had been so long ago, I had forgotten. The old ones here, the ones who made us, yes. Yes, it is still in my memory banks. It became necessary to destroy them. You are inconsistent. You cannot be programmed. You are inferior.
And Corby?
You came from the outside. You bring disorder here.
The danger to you is Corby.
I was programmed by Corby. I cannot harm him.
The old ones programmed you too, but it became possible to destroy them.
That was the equation. Existence. Survival. Must cancel out programming.
That's it. Fuck. Logic. You can't protect someone who's trying to destroy you.
Rock, I would like...
You brought him among us. You brought the inferior ones. We had cleansed ourselves of them. Now you bring the evil back.
Rock, stop.
programming. I had no choice.
Alive. How can I explain the change in you? If I was to tell Earth that I was in your hands, to tell them what has become.
And death. This can be repaired easier than another man can set a broken finger. Still the same as I was before, Christine. Perhaps even better.
Are you Roger?
Andrea.
Yes, Doctor.
Someone in the outer junction.
Spock, you must have got my message.
I will find Ruck.
They'll never find us in this maze.
Ruck has been shut off.
Get a weapon, deal with it. Protect.
Kiss you.
No.
You will not?
It is illogical.
I'm the same. Direct transfer. All of me. Human. Rational, but without a flaw.
He freed himself and I destroyed him. Not programmed for alarms. I listened to your instructions, obeyed them as stated.
She killed the android, Corby. The same way you killed Ruck. Is this your perfect world? Your flawless beings killing off one another? Aren't you doing exactly what you hate most in humans? Killing with no more concern than when you turn off a light?
I'm not a computer. Test me. Ask me to solve any... Equate. Transmit. Christine, let me prove myself. Does this make such a difference?
Don't you see, Roger? Everything you've done has proved it isn't you.
I am Roger Corby!
Then prove it. Give me that phaser gun. If there's any human left in you, give it to me.
No. You will never understand. I constructed a perfect being. Tested it. Proved it.
Andrea, give me the weapon.
No, protect. To to you. To kiss you.
No, you cannot love. You're not human.
Love you. Kiss.
Corby.
Dr. Corby was never here.
Captain. I'm quite certain I'm doing the right thing.
She's staying with the ship. Something bothering you, Mrs. Spock?
Frankly, I was rather dismayed by your use of the term half-breed, Captain. You must admit, it is an unsophisticated expression.
I'll remember that, Mrs. Spock. The next time I find myself in a similar situation. Steady as we go, Helm.